with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have different strategies ahead of Tuesday night's debate. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The two candidates are doing their own thing as the first debate draws near. Since Thursday, Vice President Harris has been prepping with advisors at a downtown Pittsburgh hotel. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign says the former president is not engaged in traditional debate prep, focusing instead on campaign events and interviews. ABC will host the 90-minute debate on Tuesday night at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, more than 35,000 structures threatened by a wildfire in the foothills of a national forest east of Los Angeles. The so-called line fire burned uncontrolled Sunday along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. Congress staring down a crunch time to avert a shutdown. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with more on the story.
Lawmakers returned to Washington on Monday, facing a September 30th deadline to avert a government shutdown. And while the coming elections are thought to lessen the chances of a funding lapse, House Republicans are already preparing to square off against the Democratic-led Senate in what could be a messy, weeks-long debate over issues like voting requirements and spending. House GOP leadership Friday rolled out a plan that involves linking a six-month stopgap with legislation backed by former President Trump and hardline conservatives that calls for stricter proof of citizenship requirements to register to vote. Speaker Mike Johnson said after the bill was unveiled, quote, House Republicans are taking a critically important step to keep the federal government funded and to secure our federal election process. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Stocks are sharply higher, the Dow up 519 points, the NASDAQ adding 126. This is SRN News. A recent graduate reaches out to college-age men. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
John Haskell has established a nonprofit organization designed to help men his age break their addiction to pornography. Haskell, a valedictorian in this year's graduating class at Notre Dame, says he hopes to set up chapters of Ethos National on university campuses across the nation. He got the idea after writing a column in the Notre Dame student newspaper describing his own struggles with porn and was flooded with messages from other students having the same problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has ruled that the language used to summarize a ballot question designed to enshrine abortion in the state constitution is misleading. Cole County Circuit Judge Cotton Walker has thrown out a description of the measure as written by Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. The judge has inserted a description of his own. This is SRN News. A bridge collapsing in Vietnam as the number of deaths from Typhoon Yagi increases.
Several motorbikes and cars fell into the river, initial reports say, adding that three people fished out of the river in ongoing rescue operations have been taken to hospital. Typhoon Yagi was the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam in decades when it made landfall Saturday with winds of over 90 mph. It weakened to a tropical depression on Sunday, but the country's meteorological agency has still warned the continuing downpours could cause floods and landslides. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Torrential downpours hit North Africa's normally arid mountains and deserts over the weekend. They caused flooding that killed more than a dozen people in Morocco and Algeria and destroyed homes. Meteorologists had predicted that rare deluge to many areas that receive less than an inch of rain per year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.